What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, yes, gentlemen, here we are yet again covering more souls that are being collected by the termination train. Ah, yes. Ladies, as long as you believe that you can get away with your bad behavior, as long as you believe that you're protected by society, there will always be a small, albeit growing, number of men who decide to take matters into their own hands when they've been sufficiently enraged. Like the man in this article that was published on the 13th of July. Quote unquote, I shot my wife. Court reveals documents and details on a playing field termination. Now, of course, I gotta throw a joke and a song in. What better song than this one? I shot my wife, but I did not shoot the deputy. Y'all know I ain't shit. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! After spending time in the hospital, a 47-year-old man was arrested on a termination charge on July 1st. According to court documents, on June 27th, officers with the Plainfield Police Department responded to the 2000 block of Creek Hollow Road for a shooting. Officers found an adult female victim suffering from gunshot wounds when they arrived. The woman was pronounced deceased on the scene, and the suspect was on his knees with blood on him. 47-year-old Steve Chavanis was detained once officers found him right inside the door. He was handcuffed to a stretcher and was transported to a local hospital to have wounds to his head treated. According to court documents, Chavanis was served with a protection order that forbade him from contacting or harassing LaCroix. This was the result of an incident that occurred on June 13th and 14th when police discovered Chavanis was hiding on the property. Now, how are these two connected? Well, Chavanis and the victim, Evelie LaCroix, were in a relationship. No, they were actually married, yet estranged. That ended with LaCroix kicking Chavanis out of her house. More than likely, it was their house, but we all know how the lamestream media loves to portray the female, quote-unquote, victims in these scenarios. Court documents indicate that Chavanis called a friend asking him to pick him up from a gas station in Indianapolis. The friend agreed and picked up Chavanis, and then they drove to Plainfield to the residence of LaCroix because Chavanis said he needed to pick up some personal belongings. The friend told Chavanis to stay in the car while he went to retrieve his belongings. The friend went to the door where LaCroix's daughter answered, stating that her mother was at work. She later told police that she lied as her mother was sleeping and waiting to be woken up for work. The friend agreed to leave and come back at another time to pick up Chavannes' belongings. The friend let Chavannes out and drove away. He then called his girlfriend to tell her what happened. She responded by saying he needed to go back and check on Chavannes, as he was probably headed back to fight with LaCroix. The friend checked the trunk of his vehicle to see if his firearm was there. It was not. Chavannes later told police he took the gun while his friend was talking to LaCroix's daughter. Following getting out of the vehicle, Chavannes headed back to LaCroix's place. At the time of the shooting, LaCroix's daughter woke her mother up for work shortly before Chavannes and his friend left at around 4:30 p.m. Shortly after, she said she heard a pop, glass breaking, and then a second pop, and her mother screaming, and then a third pop, and her mother stopped screaming. She told police she peeked through the bedroom door to see Chavannes and her mother on the floor with a lot of blood, and no one was moving. That's when she went back to her room, locked the door, and called police. After Chavannes was awake and conscious, police officers interviewed him in the hospital. Upon asking Chavannes what happened, he responded that he remembered everything. Quote unquote, "I shot my wife," Chavannes told police. When asked why, he said because she was disrespecting him. He later told police he intended to, quote unquote, take her life, and he tried to shoot himself after shooting her. Chavannes has been charged with termination, burglary with a deadly weapon, and domestic battery in violation of a protection order. Well, well, well. Ladies, let me give you a bit of advice. A protection order, a restraining order, y'all think that's just going to be some magical force field along with all of the quote unquote other force fields that you believe society is going to keep putting up for you. All of these invisible barriers that you believe that you have that are going to protect you from a man that you have thoroughly enraged? No, it does not work that way. What people need to understand is something that I've said numerous times in the past. The police are not N-O-T, not a proactive force. They are a reactive force. They do not come until after whatever has happened has happened. People love to say, well, I'm going to call the police. Okay, if the average response time for police, depending on where you live, is over, let's say, 15 minutes, you threatening to call the police on some person might piss them off even further. And guess what? They got 14 minutes and 30 seconds to do whatever it is that they intend to do to you. What are the police going to do? They're going to come. If that person decides to, you know, take you offline, they're going to come. They're going to scrape up your carcass. Of course, put the crime scene tape around, and that's it. They're going to do their investigation afterwards. They're not just going to magically swoop in and be like, ha ha, criminal, we got you. No, no, no. No. What more do I need to say about this gentleman? What more do I honestly and truly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their home, but since he was, you know, restrained from it, I'm going to go ahead and give this a 15 because he broke back in and said, yeah, I'm going to take care of business. Method of execution, obviously the problem-solving pistol. Going to give that a 5. Psychological impact. I got to give this a 60 because unfortunately the child had to see the aftermath. And for the brutality factor, sounds like he popped up multiple times. They said gunshot wounds, as in multiple. So I'm going to give that a 20. So Steve, crash out Shivani's, gets a score of 100. People, ladies in particular, but people in general, you have to understand something. Restraining orders, police presence, yeah, you can't depend on that. There's actually been a Supreme Court case that says, yes, police are not there to protect you as an individual citizen. Even though far too many people believe that that is the case. Oh, I'm just going to call the cops. They're going to come instantly and you're going to be sorry that you crossed me. No, 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 that is not the case. That is not the case. That is not the case. Once again, the police are a reactionary force. Unless something has happened, they're not going to be around. And if it's just sheer, pure luck that they happen to be there when something goes down, that's all that is. Nothing more than sheer, pure luck. But unfortunately, most people still are under the belief that, yes, the police are going to protect me and I can walk around and just be this asshole to other people. Nope, nope, nope. As Colleon Noir will always say on his channel, you are your own first responder. So, yeah, if you're in a situation to where you got a crazy person in your life, the best thing you can do is arm yourself. Yeah. Yeah. Ladies, hey, arm yourself. Fellas, if you got a crazy woman that's around you, guess what? Arm yourself. Just saying. Just saying. Far too many people believe in society that the police are just going to magically show up and protect them. No, no. Believe you me, that mindset has gotten a lot of people taken offline. And it will continue to get people taken offline. But, like I said, if you got a situation to where someone is fucking with you, yeah, arm yourself. That way, if it does come down to it, someone decides they're going to try to take you out, hey, at least you're on equal footing. Don't make it an easy victory for them. Give them just as much injuries as you would get, even more. But that's another story for another time. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there that continue to believe that a restraining order is a magical force shield of invincibility that's going to keep that man off of you, fellas, you think the same thing too, because there are men out there who have restraining orders against women in their lives. But, yeah, if that person decides that they're going to do harm to you, that restraining order is just fuel to the fire. So you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power You think that that little piece of paper is going to give you the protection. You think that that little piece of paper is going to give you, it will go out. Feminism and believing that also the Duluth model is going to protect you, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, I'm going to say the absolute and blistering truth. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act up to and including lethal action. And he's going to think like this: three hots and a cot retirement plan. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.